Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents The Door in the Wall by Marguerite de Angeli. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man shall shut it. For thou hast little strength, and hast not denied my name. The Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 8. Robin drew the coverlet close about his head and turned his face to the wall. He covered his ears and shut his eyes, for the sound of the bells was deafening. All the bells of London were ringing the hour of nones. St. Mary Le Bow was nearest, St. Swithin's was close by, and not far away stood Great St. Paul's. There were half a dozen others within sound, each clamouring to be heard. It seemed to Robin as if they were all inside his head, screaming to be let out. Tears of vexation started to his eyes, but he held them back, for he remembered that a brave and gentle knight does not cry. Ever since he could remember, Robin had been told what was expected of him as son of his father. Like other sons of noble family, he would be sent away from his mother and father to live in the household of another knight, where he would learn all the ways of knighthood. He would learn how to be of service to his liege lord, how to be courteous and gentle, and, at the same time, strong of heart. Robin thought of his father, and how he had looked on that last day when he rode off to the Scottish wars at the head of the column. Now, remembering, Robin could almost feel the weight of his father's mailed glove on his shoulder as he said goodbye. Then he had been straight and strong, standing there in the court.